when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, this is Pat McAfee, and you're listening to the Complex Sports Podcast, a podcast hosted by three men who are incredibly entertaining. Their words are riveting. And if you're not listening to this, you're an absolute stooge. So be a friend, tell a friend. The Complex Sports Podcast is where it's at. Cheers.
What up? What up? What up, everybody? It's your man, Chops, brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast. As always, joined by Adam and Zion. Before we get into it, this is a No Guest Monday podcast because we have a lot to talk about. But, Adam, we have to say congratulations to Jon Rahm. We are 2 for 2 on having golfers on this podcast for the U.S. Open, and they win the U.S. Open.
Well, I mean, congrats to Jon, but congrats to us for being kingmakers, all right? All these golfers should come on this goddamn podcast and talk to us, because the second you talk to us, you're guaranteed to go win a major. So, but yeah, salute to Jon Rahm for making those two awesome putts on 17 and 18. He's a good dude. Glad to see him have his moment. It's been a long time coming, but yeah, we're kingmakers here.
Yes, we sure are. We are 2 for 2 in U.S. Opens. Not a lot of people can say that. All right. We have a lot to talk about. A lot has happened in the past week. Zion. Where do we start, my friend? How are Nets fans feeling right now? Just give us the rundown. Just lay it on us.
Injuries. That's what happened. It's nothing more than that. That's what it is. If that team was healthy, they're cruising to the NBA Finals because they're definitely beating the Hawks. But injuries. Injuries happen. The season's over. That's about it.
Not much more you can say. I mean,
I think there's more you can say.
Okay, well then, what do you want him to say?
I mean, I think injuries play a big part of it, but I mean, I think, was this not a little predictable though, because they were never healthy the whole season? That's the whole thing. That's my thing.
I don't think it was Kyrie's injury. Wasn't a build up. It wasn't wear and tear. It's a bad play, and it happens. Like you can't say, oh, Kyrie's injury was because his injury history, or he can't stay healthy. It was literally just because Giannis undercut him. And I think anybody.
Relax.
Oh, anyway, here we go.
It was a freak injury.
I didn't say it was on purpose, but he undercut him. That's what he did. It's an action.
That's basketball. That's a basketball injury. Come on.
That's not a basketball play. So don't say it's a basketball play.
No, you're accusing Giannis of undercutting him. I don't think so, pal.
I didn't say it was on purpose. I said he undercut him. Did he not?
You're alluding to a shady practice.
I literally just said it's not on purpose. Did he undercut him?
Here's my question. Say Kyrie doesn't get hurt, but Harden doesn't come back. Do the Nets win that series?
They win it in five.
They win it in five if Kyrie doesn't get hurt, but Harden doesn't come back.
They win it in five.
It's a little aggressive, but I think they do win the series. I would agree with you.
Even in game three, they should have won that game. KD basically hit the clinching shot. And
Bruce Brown possessions are looking not so great right now.
I mean, Bruce Brown missed shot. Joe Harris missed a wide open mid range. So it's like it's they should have dominated this team with or without James Harden. But you know, once Kyrie got knocked out, Jeff Green couldn't play the last game. People wondering why the Nick Wrights of the world saying, oh, Jeff Green, he should have played more minutes. No, because if you watched him, his plantar fasciitis was clearly hurting him again because he couldn't walk up and down the court. So it's injuries. And that's like, you can't say this team wouldn't have dominated the playoffs if they were healthy.
Well, Nick Wright also likes to say that Steve Nash should be fired. I saw Nick Wright say that. Should Steve Nash be fired?
That's a terrible take. I think Steve Nash's biggest gripe, my biggest gripe with Steve Nash was playing Joe Harris for 40 minutes every game. That didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Who else would have played, though?
Landry Shamet. And Landry Shamet's been a pretty more consistent shooter than Joe in the playoffs, so I don't get not playing him more. You got Tyler Johnson on the bench who's been cooking all season. He just didn't trust his bench for some reason.
Rotations always get shortened in the playoffs. You know that.
They do get shorter in the playoffs, but like this team has literally.
He was playing six guys. He was literally playing six guys.
And this team literally all season has had these guys playing all year because we haven't been healthy. So like, how do you not just trust them after they played a whole season with you in some of the biggest moments of the season? But
Is Joe Harris done with the Nets? Do they trade him?
I hope so. I hope he is done. I'm tired. Joe is a great dude. Joe is a great dude. I love Joe. Great person. But from a basketball standpoint, a basketball fan standpoint, it's done. We can't do that anymore. Is $75 million for that?
He makes 75 million?
Yes, he makes
good
75
for him.
Million.
Good for Joe Harris making 75.
I mean, listen,
million.
he shot league average from 3 for the series, but again, when you're getting 75
million
average?
For
that kind, league average is 35% roughly.
He missed a lot of open shots.
I'm saying for Joe Harris, he led the league in 3-point field goal percentage this year.
Maybe because of his big game one, but that
he did,
everyone
yes.
was making shots game
it's
one.
Skewed.
So was,
it's cumulative. It's cumulative for the series, but he shot league average for the series. But when you're the best 3-point shooter in the regular season and you hit 47.5% of your attempts, you got to do better than that.
His percentage dropped 12% in that series. Jeez, that's a choke. That's just a straight up choke job because he was wide open for a lot of those shots. So let me ask this. What do the Nets, and we're going to talk about the rest of the playoffs and the final 14, whatever, coming up. What do the Nets do this offseason? Because obviously, guys, you need to get healthy. KD's playing in the Olympics, which is awesome. KD pretty much guaranteed a gold medal for Team USA.
I don't know why KD's playing in the Olympics, but I get it. He can't
stop. Did Nets fans feel a little weird about that? Are you not happy?
I mean, I don't think nobody really wants him to play in the Olympics. He just carried the team all playoffs and did not rest at all.
He was playing 50 minutes a game.
Yeah, you're jumping right into basketball instead of having a full off season. But, I mean, he hasn't played basketball in a long time. And he didn't really play that much. As much as he played in the playoffs, he didn't play that much this season. So, I guess
I mean, he wants a gold. I mean, he basically guaranteed them the gold medal by playing.
Basically. I mean, they have a team, though. I told you guys we're kind of underrated.
Who's committed right now? Beal, KD,
Dame.
Yeah, I mean, that's Tatum. Enough, right? Tatum, that's enough Book. Right there. Joe Harris ain't making this team. Let's just say that. Joe Harris ain't making that team.
Not after that playoff performance.
Okay, so what do the Nets do this summer? What is on the checklist of what the Nets do? Because obviously they're probably going to be the favorites going into next season, I would imagine, unless the Lakers pull off a Dame trade somehow, which I don't see really happening. But so what do the Nets do this offseason to improve? Because it's like Blake back. What's up with Dinwiddie? Dinwiddie's opting out?
I think it's more so – honestly, we don't need to improve. We don't actually need to improve. They just need to stay healthy, and I think they'll be fine. But I think getting a big – maybe getting a big that can switch. That's why people have said Miles Turner for Joe. Like that's the buzz on Twitter right now. Trade Miles.
Is a Miles Turner for Joe Harris trade?
Yeah, possibly like send Claxton there too to Indiana.
Okay,
but I mean, I'd like it. That would lock us down. We'd be done. But I think they're gonna get wing defenders. Maybe PJ Tucker. They're gonna get help. Just know that superstars get better in year two. I mean, super teams get better in year two.
So, but what about Dinwiddie? Because I feel like if they would have had him in this series, they would have won this series.
Oh, yeah. If they had Dinwiddie, they would have cruised. Because Dinwiddie, the whole problem was Harden can't come off the floor, too, because we don't have a backup guy that can run the offense.
Katie
or Harden.
So, but Dinwiddie already opted out. So is he gone? Is he just going to get a big offer somewhere? Probably.
He could, but we also have his bird rights, so we could sign him over the cap. So, I mean, we'll see.
Adam, what do you think? What do you think the Nets should do this summer, Adam?
Well, the problem is they don't have a ton of room, obviously, because you have massive contracts up and down the roster.
You're always saying this. Teams don't have a ton of room.
But
let me ask this before Adam goes. can they move on from DeAndre Jordan? Because I know that he was like a we're all friends type of deal that he came to the Nets. Can they move? That's
going to be up to KD and Kyrie, because that's the only reason why he's on the roster in the first place, because he's best friends with them.
Well, I mean, if they want to improve, they might need to have a heart-to-heart and be like, hey, man,
yeah,
this money ain't working.
I mean, are restructuring contracts, is that possible in the NBA? They do that in the NFL. Work
like, it's not like that's the NFL.
NFL that's an NFL thing. You can't, you can't do like a big bend to him. Where
and to defend like myself here, pal, last summer when Rob, or last winter, whatever the hell it was, when Pelinka did everything with the offseason for the Lakers, when I predicted they wouldn't be able to do anything, all they really did was sign Montrezl Harrell to a mid-level exception for $10 million, and he didn't play in the playoffs, and he traded for Schroeder. It was a trade. It wasn't a signing. Yeah. So it's like Sean Marks can get a little creative here. He made moves.
Sean Marks is a king. Sean Marks.
All right, let's slow our roll. Just a little bit here, pal. Nah, but the Nets have some major. The Nets have some major issues with contracts because they are so goddamn capped out with the three guys and Harris. It's going to be tough to maneuver. But if you are savvy, if you're smart, you can pull some things off. But essentially, other than a few filling guys here, some replacements with the bench and rotations, fucking around with that. Yeah, I would say the Nets team you saw this year will look very similar next year and will still be the favorites to win it all because, as Young Zion said numerous times, if not for injuries, there's no doubt this team is not going to be playing in the NBA Finals.
So, but what do you do if you don't make any – say they don't make any major changes. Do you just roll the dice that everybody's going to be healthy or how do you manage this? That's my thing.
You have to. They went all in.
Yeah, you don't really plan with the expectation of getting injured.
So you just don't have a there's no real backup plan. That's what I'm saying. You're just kind of staying all in and going for it.
I mean, they probably have a backup plan. I mean, there's no way they're going to stand pat this summer and not do anything. Like, the thing is, they didn't get to create this roster as much as they traded for Harden and all that. This was not the roster they, like, expected to come in and had a plan for. Now they're going to have a year to think about what we did wrong, where we need to improve. So I think they're going to have people. And there's going to be people who want to come to Brooklyn. Come on, man. Let's be real. People are going to want to hop on the ring bandwagon and try to get a win. It always happens.
So on the other side of this, the Milwaukee Bucks, what do we even have to say about them? They are one of the most frustrating teams to watch in the history of basketball, in my opinion.
They're getting too much credit. Giannis,
like, I get it. He went off. He had a great – I guess he had a great game seven. I don't even – like they won, and it's still – it's, like, felt dirty that they won, that this team is advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. It felt dirty. The Mike Budenholzer is in the Eastern Conference Finals again because he literally might be one of the worst coaches I've ever seen in the playoffs at making adjustments in rotations. It's really bad. And Adam, I know you're a Bucks fan. I know you love your Bucks.
I am not a Bucks fan. Not in the least. I don't mind seeing new blood. I actually like this. I like the fact that you have four teams that are matriculating.
You've seen the Bucks in new the blood, Eastern pal. Conference.
Finals. Yeah, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago.
Okay, but actually,
that's what actually been new blood right, over there.
Fine. You're not wrong. All right, fine. Technically, you're right, but still in the grand scheme of things.
And you say that. Yeah. Ask Adam Silver how he's feeling about the new blood.
That's a different story. The league office will shit itself if it is Phoenix versus Milwaukee. It's going to shit itself.
No, the league's office will shit itself. It's any of these four. If any of these,
well,
finals
no. If you have, well, but you have LA market. Well, right now it's not.
Yeah,
great,
yeah.
But like,
you have the wrong LA market.
I know you have the wrong, but you still have an LA market. But LA Atlanta would be okay from like a market standpoint.
Atlanta making it would be a disaster for them. I think
it probably. Listen, it's not going to be conducive to business with the ratings if you give a shit about that for the finals. Yo, but
if Atlanta.
I personally,
bro, if
though,
it's Atlanta and Phoenix, it might be the lowest rated finals of all time. Not that that matters. The basketball will be good. We will watch. But
the point I want to make is that you have semifinals that, for the most part, three out of four are new to the scene. It's good to have that, in my opinion. I'm happy about that. And if you like basketball, you shouldn't really give a shit about which teams are in the finals and still embrace it. But your average fan, your casual fan, will not tune in if it is Milwaukee versus Phoenix or Clippers, Hawks, whatever the combination is.
So how should Bucks correct. Fans feel right now? Like, you don't feel good, I don't think.
No,
like,
why would you not feel good? What are you
talking
about?
Feel good because you're playing the Hawks.
Yeah. Why would you feel
true.
Good?
That is true. I mean, let's get to Philly. I guess, like, I mean, Philly's embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
I love it because it takes all the weight off my shoulders. So the Nets were healthy. That's an excuse. The Philly had absolutely no excuse.
I mean, where's Ben Simmons playing next year? He's not playing in Philly. He is done in Philly.
He's playing in
Shanghai Sharks. He's playing with Kuzma on the Shanghai Sharks.
Yes, because Ben Simmons is tough for them because I feel like they even had a closer shot with the Raptors series a couple years ago with the Kawhi shot. That was like their best chance. Yeah. But this year,
I mean, this was a chance. They would have beat the Bucks, I think.
I don't know.
A Doc Rivers Budenholzer coaching matchup in the Eastern Conference Finals would have been like a war to see who could fuck up less. That's what it would have been.
Yeah. But I think Philly, it's over for them.
It's embarrassing.
They gotta break it up.
You fire Doc, right? You can't bring Doc Rivers back after this.
I don't know if you fire Doc after 1 year.
Adam, what would you do?
I don't know if you fire Doc. Listen, his track record is so bad. It's brutal. I think he's one of two coaches to lose 4 Game 7s. I think I saw that stat.
Jesus Christ.
It's bad. Doc is still a calming presence, and he is still, even with the fuck-ups in the playoffs, still considered one of the better coaches, especially in the regular season. And also, when you have a veteran team, it's good to have a guy that has been there before and has a track record. But at the same time, when does your influence and when does your lack of getting shit done in the playoffs, aside from 1 year in Boston, come back to haunt you? And I don't think you get rid of Doc Rivers. They made a big splash.
Rick Carlisle is available right now.
There are plenty of good candidates available, 100%.
Like Rick Carlisle it can be hired as a coach right now.
But if Embiid fucks with Doc, then they're going to side with Doc. I mean, sometimes changing coaches isn't this, it's more like window dressing to a lesser degree if you have guys with personalities that mesh. But what does Philly need to do? They have a Ben Simmons problem. So you're going to have to address the Ben Simmons problem.
So what do we even get for this dude in a trade right now? Where is his value at
They could have got James Harden. They could have got
James Harden. That's been refuted a little bit.
If the Rockets really wanted to send him, which they clearly that's true. That's didn't, true. With to the, Daryl, Daryl the Morey. Whole, so it's like
Morey situation. Yeah. But I feel like,
I mean, in theory, it could have been consummated. But if the Rockets didn't really want to fuck with Daryl Morey and give him, their player,
it was reported after the fact that Philly, the Rockets really didn't want to send him to Philly.
They would have gotten a better package back. I mean, getting Ben Simmons and some other pieces. Well, you roll your eyes a little bit, but in theory, it would have been a better package.
But here's the problem Philly has now. Everybody knows they have a Ben Simmons problem. So why would you even? His value's tanked. What can you even expect? I have Cavs fans saying Colin Sexton and Larry Nance for Ben Simmons.
Well, that's comical.
that's wild. And I think Ben Simmons
silly season for that.
You still surround Ben Simmons with put him in the right environment. I think he'll flourish. But like, he's cooked. He's cooked in terms of his value. People are still going to want him. But
Let's just slow for one second. He's not cooked in terms of his value. All right, he's still 25 his years value old and is, still has
his value. It's cooked. It's cooked.
Could they get a lottery pick for Ben Simmons? No, you cannot get a lottery pick for Ben Simmons.
You might be able to steal one. Yeah, you should be able you to can, steal. You can
well, well hey, let me take that back because Kemba just got traded for a lot. No, yes. Kemba didn't get traded for a lottery pick. He got traded for a pick right outside.
It's a first round pick, but look at the market value for all these guys getting traded. Jrue Holiday got traded for 3 first-round draft picks. Okay,
Jrue Holiday's in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Jrue
Holiday shot terrible in that Game 7, but he had some big shots down the stretch.
Jrue Holiday can score, but in terms of the ceiling, is Ben Simmons does Ben Simmons not have a higher ceiling than Jrue Holiday?
Bro, if you can't shoot in the NBA, what if you can't?
Chops, you're not wrong. I'm just saying in terms of ceiling and what could be. Does what Ben could Simmons be? Not
he
have a
can't shoot a basketball. What do you mean? He that's can't shoot. What his ceiling is low. I
he's don't only 25 right now. What if he starts shooting with his right hand the way he's naturally right-handed?
What if he's wake up a millionaire tomorrow? What do you mean? Like you're asking – what are you asking? He's not going to be able to shoot ever. What do you mean?
He's been 6 ever, years. But it's been like
when yeah when is he like, when's his jumper? He's never going to be able to shoot, Adam.
Does he switch hands?
He's in year 6.
He's only 25. He's not. He still has 8 years of prime basketball to go.
8 years.
You're giving
of prime
up on him. You want to throw him in the fucking trash heap.
He's also getting to that age. There are a lot of points to, as pros, you get to an age where you stop working on stuff just because.
Then that's going to be on him. But I'm saying you guys. I understand the point you guys are trying to make.
I mean,
but in the
from
grand scheme of things,
he's more interested in playing video games with FaZe Clan than working on a jump shot. So.
Maybe he is, but his ceiling with his athleticism, his defensive, his size, everything.
The shooting brings down that ceiling you're 100%. Talking about, Adam.
But if he worked at it hard enough, the ceiling is still amongst one of the highest
saying
for a guy 25.
How many years?
You're giving him a lot of benefit of the doubt.
So. Obviously, we're going to agree to disagree here, but keep it moving.
See, and here's the thing. Him and Giannis are very similar because Giannis still can't shoot, but...
And Giannis is only 26 years old.
But it seems very... It seems like Giannis is actually working on getting better.
Listen, Giannis can't shoot, but he can still knock down 5 threes in a game.
Giannis could get lucky and bank one in. You know, he can. Yeah, no, he can. And I mean, the free throw, like Ben, like I don't know, like I'd be surprised if they were able to get a first round pick for him. But also, Kemba Walker just got traded for a first round pick, so I don't know.
He will get go ahead, Zion.
This is why I say his value is cooked. When you take a superstar, 140 whatever he's making, a million
max contract
off the floor in crucial moments. In the fourth quarter, when you are taking him off the court to help your team, you cannot say his value is not cooked. That is a cooked product.
Bro,
right,
Adam,
there.
Why didn't he take that dunk last night? Like, what is he?
I can't get in Ben Simmons' head, okay? That's something that definitely cannot happen. I understand where you guys are coming from in terms of his cooked value, but I totally disagree because he's still too young.
Would you want the Knicks to trade Quickly in a first-round pick for Ben Simmons?
Well, here's the thing. If you pair him with a high-level score...
Answer the question.
Let me get a caveat here, pal.
No caveat.
If you pair him with an impact score in the backcourt, you can do some goddamn damage. So maybe him and Julius Randle pick and rolling left and right wouldn't be that bad. So actually, I may think about that one.
Wait, what'd
you say? Him and Julius Randle would work?
Yeah, that could work.
Oh, no.
A little pick and roll action. They could be devastating.
Who's shooting the ball?
Julius. In the regular season.
Oh, man.
So you guys just don't want to make any shots?
Let the Knicks win 60 games in the regular season. Then you worry about the playoffs.
Here's what the Knicks should do. They should be on the phone with Donovan Mitchell's people, figuring out how to get him out of the Utah. Because that's another embarrassing team. The Utah Jazz.
No, I'm not even embarrassed for them. We all saw this coming. I didn't see this coming.
They losing to a Kawhi-less Clippers?
Okay,
after
but
being up 2-0?
Mike Conley compromised. Donovan Mitchell compromised. So what do you want from them?
Lose to the Kawhi-less Clippers?
Okay, your two most impactful players, I mean, we can argue about Gobert, were injured and Conley.
You
barely
probably love
played.
Rudy Gobert. You love these
Rudy
these...
Gobert, and he was one of the best players in the game this season.
See, look, you love Ben Simmons. Rudy Gobert.
Yes, I can show
you. You have a type, and they're bad NBA players.
Not even accurate. Go look at the analytics. Go look at the numbers.
Go look at Rudy Gobert. His screen set per
sometimes,
game.
Sometimes look deeper than the eye test, pals, okay?
Sometimes the eye test tells you everything you need to know. And for Ben Simmons and Rudy Gobert, it does. Rudy Gobert, another guy who had to get taken off the floor in the fourth quarter because his team was better without him on the floor.
They were better without him on the floor all series. Because once you put him on the perimeter, he has to guard a perimeter guy. He's not the same defender. That's why he's not Defensive Player of the Year. Katie said it two years ago on like JJ Redick's podcast, people are getting called the best defender in the NBA when they can't even defend on the perimeter, when they're getting cooked in the playoffs. They used him as a weakness. The Clippers used Rudy Gobert as a weakness.
They got bounced by Terrence Mann, and you're telling me they shouldn't be embarrassed? Terrence Mann sent them home.
I didn't say that. Terrence Mann had the game of his life. Good for him.
You said injuries. The only team that you could say
they clearly were injured
is Brooklyn. Is the Brooklyn Nets?
You're burying the lead there at the Jazz. They weren't healthy.
That's not and why
the Clippers,
they
the Clippers, Clippers won't either. The Clippers won't either without Ibaka and Kawhi. I'm surprised I've gotten this far. But like, also, let's just keep in mind, again, perspective and context, the Jazz were pretty goddamn injured as well.
So who's going to?
What are you talking about?
Who's going to win the NBA Finals? Let's figure this out. Who's going to win the NBA Finals?
Oh, before we get into that, I forgot because I was just thinking about what the nonsense you were saying last week about Kevin Durant. Because I remember me.
What nonsense was I saying last week, Pat?
You did now, call him out, and then he went and had 50.
Put some respect on what I wrote. Go ahead.
No, not what you wrote. What you said on the podcast. You were like you were questioning KD's legacy. You were saying, "Oh, if he doesn't show up."
No, I said people would question his legacy.
No, nobody's questioning his legacy. He is the greatest player in the NBA right now. He is better than LeBron James. He is the best player in the game.
LeBron's like old as fuck. Congratulations.
All right.
About time somebody took it from him. Jesus Christ, it took long enough.
Just remember that when we make the rankings next year, who's the best player in the NBA? Kevin Durant. Anyway, NBA Finals.
Adam's probably going to try and have Ben Simmons in the top 10 again.
Now Rudy Gobert would be number one.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons, Giannis.
They are both outside the top 20. That's a lock. They're both outside.
Are we already there?
Yes.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
So here's my question. I want to pose it to you guys. Should the Lakers trade for Kemba Walker? Kuzma for Kemba Walker. What do you guys think?
What? That's not fair.
How they gonna get Kuz for Kemba though?
What do you mean? Why is that not fair value? To who, Adam?
Are you fair value? I mean, that's you gotta send more to the Thunder.
Huh?
You gotta send more to the Thunder.
You're gonna have to send
Have like you seen your UConn man play basketball lately, Adam?
If he gets the knee right, he can be more impactful than Kyle Kuzma.
If he gets the knee right,
he can be a lot more impactful than Kyle Kuzma.
I don't think Kemba's is totally cooked.
He's not going to be on the Thunder next year. They're obviously going to flip him again.
You'd imagine they probably do something. Yes.
I think the Lakers should be interested. That's all I'm saying.
But pairing Kemba with Shea obviously is conducive to the long-term growth of Shea.
They don't care about that, bro. Sam Presti has one thing on his mind, and that is getting draft picks right now.
Well, they have enough.
They have all of them.
Pretty much.
They have all of them. So where else could Kemba go? What do you guys think? I don't know.
I mean, I'm just – I don't care where he goes. Cause I'm just glad that the narrative died that he was better than Kyrie. That died very quickly.
Yeah. Well, whose narrative was that?
Stop. When he went to the Celtics, immediately his first year, and he made the All-Star team, his first year, like, oh, Kemba is better than Kyrie. Oh, the Celtics are better off with Kemba than Kyrie, which actually was not even true. They got farther with Kyrie than they did with Kemba.
You can make a case for personalities and other reasons that some guys are a better fit, but better as a basketball player? No, Kyrie is clearly a better basketball player. I don't know where – I mean, people who say that or said that are idiots, but to each their own.
Good luck to Kemba. I don't care where you go, man.
Yeah, Kemba's a good guy.
I think it's going to be an interesting NBA offseason. I think a lot of teams have – I mean, we're probably going to see Ben Simmons traded. We're going to see Kemba traded. I mean, does Dame request a trade? Like, all these coaches are out there.
Joe Harris.
The whole Luka – he's throwing in Joe Harris. The whole Luka thing, obviously Luka's not getting traded, but he seems pissed off in Dallas. Like, what the hell's going on in Dallas? They let a professional game. Zion. They let a professional gambler run the team in Dallas, and everybody got fired a year later.
Well, Bob, I forget his actual full name.
Harlebob.
There you go. Has been around the organization for a while, so he's not some new maverick that just came in to crack skulls.
I mean, but before that, he was known as a podcaster.
He was a professional gambler. He made his money gambling, and then Mark Cuban got infatuated, and he's been with the organization for years, if you read that good athletic piece, kind of breaking it down. But I would say, Luca, get your money, get your $200 million, and then raise hell in about a season or two and do what you want to do.
Well, what about Zion? Stan Van Gundy lasted a year. That team. I love David Griffin, but I don't even know what they're doing. What are they doing?
They did J.J. Redick dirty. That's why. Zion Williamson. The report said it himself that once they got rid of J.J. Redick, especially after the drama of him wanting to come to the East Coast and trade him to the Mavericks, that pissed him off. So like,
yeah.
It's crazy, though, to me that now we have 22-year-olds, 21-year-olds already taking a stand in their franchises.
So we've never seen a player, like a franchise player, not take that first max deal. Are we about to see it with one of these guys?
Nah, too much money.
Well, Luca's signing that $200 million. He's not good.
Luca's taking the $200 million, but not that the Pelicans would do it. I mean,
I have a tough time thinking that. Yeah, it's you leave a lot of money on the table not doing that.
You have to do it, and then you have to raise. You kind of have to do it. Years. Yeah. You got to go the AD route.
The Pelicans too can't afford to lose Zion, like especially after the AD situation. Like they're gonna, no matter how he feels, they're gonna keep him till the end.
I mean, I hope they put a better team around him and another better coach. Like, I mean, obviously not. I mean, Stan Van Gundy is a good coach, but he rubs people the wrong way. JJ said it on this pod and other pods. It's not – players don't have fun playing for Stan Van Gundy. It's a lot.
No, but New Orleans losses are game because Stan going back to TV will be excellent.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the best Van Gundy brother in the booth. So let me ask this. Wow. Let's get back to
– debatable. Wow.
You guys think Jeff is better than Stan in the booth?
I think Jeff's a very enjoyable listen.
Jeff be talking about crazy shit all game.
That's fine. Good. Mix it up a little bit.
Who's going to win the title? Let's just get right to it because I think the Phoenix Suns, I think this is their championship to lose.
How many games is Chris Paul missing in the Western Conference Finals?
Two? Does it matter? I don't think the Clippers have enough firepower to get past the Suns.
Okay.
Without Kawhi.
That's fair. I'm going to lean towards apparently my Milwaukee Bucks. I've now adopted them according to you two. So I will take Giannis to break through and get his championship.
Yeah.
What do we call him? If last year was a Mickey Mouse ring, what do we call him this one?
No asterisks, pal. No asterisks.
If the Hawks make the finals, this is definitely a Mickey Mouse ring. This is a Mickey Mouse ring.
We cannot let the Atlanta Hawks win a championship.
That would be, especially with no quote unquote superstars.
Trey Young's a star. Relax.
No, I think Trey developed into a superstar maybe in the playoffs, but like he wasn't. He did not have that label coming into the playoffs, and then they don't even have a second one. So like,
I will say this: the Trey Young villain turn has been fun to watch. Even though obviously he brutalized the Knickerbockers, it's been fun to see Trey turn into this villain.
Yes. I mean, he's lucky that Philly blew that game last night because he was shooting, 3 of 17?
He was 2 of 16, I think, heading to the fourth quarter.
He was having a John Starks-like moment. He hit the big shot. Well put, yes.
But, yeah, I think I'm going Milwaukee just because Milwaukee.
Really? You guys are both going Milwaukee?
Yeah, because I thought it was coming out from the East anyway. And I just think, if the Nets won game 7, they would definitely be winning the championship. I don't think anybody has anything to guard Giannis anymore. I would have said the Sixers had the best chance at guarding Giannis, but who else is guarding Giannis?
What about Ayton?
Nah, I think he'll be too slow. That's the thing about Giannis. He has that ability to get by people because he's long too. He's one step to the right and he's by people. But like, I think I wanted to see Embiid and Ben Simmons.
I know. The Sixers really fucked this up because I think while Atlanta's a fun story, I think they're going to lose in like 5 games to the Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to be able to handle them.
I think they're getting cooked.
And I'd say Bucks in 6, but it's a comfortable 6. You have like, a few blowouts
because no one, they have no one to guard Giannis. And they have guys, you can throw PJ at Trey, you can throw Drew Holiday at Trey.
Defensively, incredibly superior, switchable. It's the Bucks have a lot. I think Bucks have a ton of advantages heading into the series. And I think it'll be a comfortable six games.
I think it's going to be Suns-Bucks, unless Kawhi. We still don't know what's going on with Kawhi. Is it a torn ACL? What is it? Like, we have no idea. Like, unless Kawhi can come back and be effective, I think the Suns are going to win that series. So I think it's going to be Suns-Bucks. And I think the Suns could do it. I mean, I guess the Bucks would be the favorites, though. The Bucks would be the favorites.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick the Suns. But actually,
the Suns would be the most fun outcome, right? CP3 gets a ring. Devin Booker.
Yeah.
That's a fun team. I think the Suns are the most fun outcome to win.
I'm not going to count the Suns yet against the Bucks, just because I feel like Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton are going to shrivel up sometimes in the clutch in the finals.
Don't do that to Middleton. He's clutch, man. Middleton keeps that team going.
See, this was a very long series. Y'all forget what? The first two games of this Nets-Bucks series, Chris Middleton.
I mean, he shot terrible. He did. I was at game two. He shot terrible.
He was going to get ran out of Milwaukee if he hit
some big shots in those last few games. He did.
He hit some big shots, but he was also guarded by Joe Harris most of the series. So I want to see him against the
poor
the
Joe Suns. Harris. This is a Joe Harris not appreciation pod. I feel bad for him.
I mean, like I said, I love Joe, but this is scarring. This is scarring, man. Your performance was scarring.
This was scarring. All right. Anything else in sports we need to talk about? I guess the NBA playoffs, we hit it. Team USA going to win the gold. I know Zion's going to watch some soccer.
They're going to win silver.
Nigeria going to win the gold?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to go out to Vegas to go to a training camp a couple weeks.
Look at you. Look at you trying to hit Vegas.
Oh, now you're comfortable traveling?
Yeah, you're good. Now you're good leaving the house.
I get the first class.
Cuomo sets off some goddamn fireworks in the harbor. Now you're comfortable traveling?
I get the first class and I'll be free of the Rona. So, you know.
Okay.
Do we have a clown of the week? I feel like it could be just a number of, like, who is it? Who's the clown of the week?
Probably Adam for KD slander.
I would there's say no ben KD Simmons. Slander.
I would feel like Ben Simmons should get it. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons or Doc Rivers, I think.
Let me ask. 5 points in the elimination game.
He shot 100% from the field in the fourth quarter of the series.
Because he didn't take shots. Exactly. Yeah, he took.
It was 2 for 2. Yeah. It was 2 for 2. Yeah. I feel bad. Before we get out of here, fun pod, what do you guys think of the Madden cover? Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady together on the cover. Would you have done a cover with someone who you just lost the Super Bowl to?
No. But, I mean, it's the quote-unquote GOAT cover, so if you're getting put in the same category as Tom Brady, I would too. I would do it. But usually I'm not doing that. That's kind of weird.
It was a little weird to me when I heard about it. I was like, Mahomes did that? He kind of bowed down, kissed the ring a little bit. Also, Zion, how'd the Nets lose with Eli in the house? Eli don't leave the house. Eli left the house game 7.
Oh, let me address that quickly, because Adam and all the Knicks fans in the world want to say, oh, the Nets are relevant to New York City. They don't mean nothing. Game 7, I saw Eli. I saw the Yankees. The whole Yankees team was there. I mean, it looked like
they should probably focus on playing baseball.
Yankees swept the A's this weekend. Well. Where you been, pal? They just ended the game with a triple play on Sunday.
I bet the Athletics money line.
Alas. Yeah. You finished, Young Zion. Finish your irrelevant point about the Nets being relevant New York City.
You said they're relevant to the city. They look pretty relevant the other night. People are flying.
There was zero fucking buzz in the borough, in the county of Kings on Saturday night before your Nets engaged.
No, zero buzz. I was out watching that game in Brooklyn, and in the bar I was at was jumping in that game.
Well, the streets were empty in my part of Brooklyn, so zero buzz for that, pal.
That's because they all went to the Barclays area.
And then I went to Kith on Sunday. I didn't see people wiping tears out of their eyes. I didn't see any zombies walking around like crestfallen over the loss. So, yeah. Kith? Nets irrelevant.
What a weird revelation.
I went to Kiff on Sunday. I want to see what was available.
So you thought there'd be like Nets fans crying in Kith? What is this? Why would there be Nets fans?
I'm just
fans
saying it's right next door to Barclays Center. I didn't see any crestfallen Nets fans on the streets on Flatbush, pal.
Whatever
you got to say. I think it's very interesting. I think the Nets will be obviously the favorites next year, barring the Lakers getting Dame, I think. Adam Silver might not like it, but the last four teams, I think it should be some entertaining basketball, at least in the Western Conference, I hope. I hope we get a good NBA Finals. I hope we get a good
Playoffs have been crazy, though, when you think about it, though.
I mean, a lot has happened. A lot has happened. It's been like the slander playoffs.
The Knicks made the playoffs. LeBron lost in the first round. I mean, the Bucks are winning. Playoff P came. Like, Paul George
playoff
came
P. alive. Yeah, give. Like, yeah. This is, yeah, the Suns are fucking.
The Suns. I mean, yeah. The Hawks. Like, this is, it's nuts. It's been nuts.
But it's amazing. I mean, it's a true test of. Like, can the NBA, you know, like small markets, can they break through? And I mean, we're seeing it right now. Like, we're seeing teams like this, you know, be able to break through and win games. So it's interesting. Anything else you guys want to add? Another shout out to John Rahm for winning. Adam, Zion, anything else we want to add before we get out of here?
Nope. Next season.
I got nothing on the docket.
Oh,
nothing
and all the people, all the random people texting me, from I haven't talked to you in 2 years, and you want to text me after the Nets lose? That was very corny. So just a message.
How many people texted you? How many people? I didn't even text you.
Like five or six people. Some of them were just random.
Our coworker people. Angel Diaz texted you out. He was camping, so he didn't have service, but he made sure to get some texts. You know.
Yeah, Angel has no reason to talk. Trae Young just murdered your whole franchise. Relax, bro.
On that note, we love y'all. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the pod. We're enjoying the playoffs. We can't wait to see how it wraps up. Until next time, we will see you guys later. Have a good one. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Jod and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.